Hello, everyone. I'm Anna Ellis. I'm going paperless, and you're here listening, so are you. So are you. Technically correct, awkward to say. Welcome back. Today I'm going to be reading a little tiny short story that I wrote a couple weeks ago. I'm in a class about Anne Frank right now, and Anne Frank, during the time she was in hiding, wrote short stories. So we read one of her short stories, Delusions of Stardom, and I decided that I would write my own little version of it. So this is that short story. I called my version Taste of Fame. It is about 98% fictional. There's some little tiny details that are true about my life, but much like the short story that Anne wrote, she used herself as a character, I did the same, and the rest of it is made up based on things that she actually did think and want in her real life. The way she prefaced the story was that she wrote it to prove a point to another woman who was in hiding with her, that she actually did not want to be famous. And so I tried to mirror that sort of energy in my own story. So this is a short story about a fictional version of a little 15-year-old Anna and that Anna's journey to and from stardom. So here it is, short and sweet, Taste of Fame. When I was young, I had a list of careers I was interested in, each one beginning with the letter A, in accordance with my name. The list, in no particular order, astronaut, athlete, actor, architect. I had no serious preference until I started middle school, and I got my first B in algebra and decided that math was not my forte. Astronaut and architect were off the list. In gym class, I failed to run a mile in under 10 minutes, so I decided to nix athlete as well. As time went on, I decided that I didn't just want a job. I wanted fame, renown. I wanted to add one more A word to my list, Anna. And I wanted everyone to know that that title belonged to me. I joined the theater and I saw stars. I craved the feeling of being on stage, blinded by the lights, weighed down by makeup and heavy costume, but known, beloved. When I was in high school, I learned that stage actors don't do so well in the real world, so I lost one more entry off my list. I had always been a reader. By the time I was 8, I had read the Harry Potter series twice. And by the time I was 14, I had dozens of other titles under my belt. Author is an A word, I thought. Why not add it to the list? In my freshman year of high school, I launched myself into my work, researching authors and editors and publishers, attending writing classes, and watching YouTube videos with tips about character development and world building. I wrote every day about anything I could, and my mind was spinning with ideas. Did you know Mary Shelley was 19 when she wrote Frankenstein? I asked my mom, and she nodded. Did you know that S.E. Hinton published The Outsiders when she was 17? I asked my friends, and they shrugged. I was 14. If I wanted to get famous, time was running out. I kept writing, each story a little more elaborate, each plot a little more involved, until I finally found my inspiration. It came to me in a dream. A young girl, a mysterious past, lost parents, found family, and a shady spy agency to house the whole thing. It was perfect, just dystopian enough to gain traction in the current publishing climate, but fresh enough that I finally had my spark back. For the first time in a long time, I saw the stars I'd seen on stage. This time, they were on a computer screen, enclosed in a word processor. Within weeks, the first draft was done. Within months, the second draft was complete and sent off. By the end of the year, I had received a letter from the publishing house, and it was good news. I was 15, younger than any author I'd ever heard of, and suddenly my name was getting out there. They loved my book, they told me, and the world would love my book. They changed some words and sewed the whole thing in hardcover. They took my picture and printed it on the back. They sent me out to bookstores and schools to talk about my work. Suddenly, I was the one giving advice. My world had turned upside down, and I was finally on the top. But I missed my friends. I missed going to school. I missed being able to read books for pleasure, and not because some editor I was supposed to meet with told me I should. For the first time in my life, I craved the anonymity I had always hoped to escape. My agent called me one weekend, the first weekend I'd been able to spend at home with my parents since my book hit the shelves. "What are you working on?" she asked. "When can I expect a draft?" she asked. "I'm not writing anymore," I told my agent, and she gasped. "I miss being normal. I miss being a kid and writing dumb stories because I want to write them, not because anyone else wants to read them." And so I pursued early retirement. I went back to school. I hung out with my friends. I ate dinner at my own kitchen table and slept every night in my own bed. I had had my taste of fame, but it was missing some flavor.